A month after it first emerged, the federal government's unable to shake growing pressure over its handling of a sports grants program. The fund, which was meant to go to the most worthy sporting groups, went to those in electorates that the coalition wanted to win over before the election. And after the Prime Minister's office initially denied involvement and that any ineligible clubs got money, evidence from the audit office has proven otherwise. Isabel Rowe has been following the story.
Try as it may, the federal government can't run from the sports grant scandal.
Was an eligible project. I hear interjections from members opposite.
We respect the institution of the parliament.
Order.
As MPs and senators settle into the week's break from parliament, doubt lingers over the integrity of the community sports infrastructure grant program, reignited by evidence given by the Auditor General at a Senate inquiry.
There wasn't a record made as to why was this application funded and this application not funded.
Brian Boyd from the National Audit Office stood by his initial scathing report, which found the former sports minister, Bridget McKenzie, didn't fund projects recommended to her, but instead picked those in targeted or marginal electorates. His evidence also raised questions about the level of involvement from the Prime Minister's office.
There's dozens and dozens of versions of this spreadsheet. I think our tally is there's at least 28 versions within hours on the same day. Project would go from being approved to not approved without any record as to, well, what's changed.
The Prime Minister's own departmental secretary, Phil Gaitchens, has also weighed in. After completing a confidential review of the scandal, his public submission to the Senate inquiry reveals he did find significant shortcomings with the transparency of the grant process between then-Minister Bridget McKenzie's department and Sports Australia, but he maintained the former sports minister wasn't biased towards marginal electorates. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is standing by the scheme.
They will back themselves to say that they deserved it, they earned it, and I know they'll benefit from it.
The Prime Minister's office is also doubling down on claims that every sporting club that got money was eligible. So too is Finance Minister Matthias Cormann.
No project which received funding under this sports grants program was assessed as ineligible at the time the funding decision to allocate funding was made. That is an extremely important point.
During the Senate hearing, Liberal Senator Eric Abetz tried to confirm this with the Audit Office.
You did find that no ineligible project or application was funded.
No, Senator, that's not what we found.
The Audit Office's Brian Boyd says hundreds of projects that may have started as eligible were ineligible by the time the money was handed over. Saturday AM has spoken to two federal grant writers who say it is unusual to award funding to an ineligible project. But they've told the ABC that federal ministers can, and often do, go against recommendations made to them for various reasons. Christian Seibert is an industry fellow at Swinburne University of Technology and works in the philanthropy sector.
It's quite possible that there have been situations where grants are awarded to organisations that would perhaps have been eligible at the time they were offered the grant, but then later on they became ineligible. It's hard to say exactly.
But he doesn't think the government's handling of this scheme would pass the pub test.
It's useful to think of a hypothetical alternative situation where a charity or a foundation had received millions of dollars in donations and then distributed those grants inconsistently with its own guidelines. There would be massive public outcry over that. It's quite probable that politicians would be piling on to that charity.
The Senate committee investigating the grant scheme will deliver its findings before the end of March.
Isabel Rowe.